America's newest rock and roll sensation, the California Kid, Richie Valens.
Here's a bit of a rattlesnake.
What's up, Organic Poison Podcast? I'm here with Gennaro again. Been a while, bro. How are you?
Been good, man. It has been a while, man. How you been?
Dude, you know, I think that I'm doing about as good as everyone else is. You know,
everybody floating.
Yeah, we're kind of removed from the pandemic. You know, it's obviously still looming over there in the corner somewhere, but you know, but that was some crazy shit. So I'm pretty sure since the last time we talked, maybe the pandemic had just started, like whatever, yeah. Last time we talked on here, obviously we've kept in touch, but yeah. So, but nonetheless working, you know, Ray's got a 2-year-old about to be 3 and,
that's a blessing.
Yes. It's lit. Still, hanging out over here in Purvis, right outside the hub. It's been good though.
That's good, bro. That's good.
Hell yeah. You still over in Texas?
Good old Texas, man. Good Hell old yeah. Oversized Mississippi, I like to call this shit. That's pretty much all this shit is.
Dude, Texas has been letting their nuts hang lately, bro.
It seemed like the whole South been letting their nuts.
That's true. Oh, shit. I think your audio just cut out, bro. Doom, 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 doom. I can't hear you. Make sure it's not on my end. You was talking and then you went. Oh, you muted it on accident.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I just clicked.
Okay.
I don't know how that happened, but
I don't either. I'm gonna blame COVID.
Yeah, Texas.
COVID ghosts and Texas. Shit, yeah. I'm gonna blame Texas all the way.
Hell yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It's been some crazy shit. Like it or love it, it is pretty wild. To your point, the South really has been finding a way to let their nuts hang lately.
I don't know whether they feel like we're not in the news enough. Fuck it, let's get all in the news. Well, busting their faces on this shit.
I was gonna say, I think what happened was like for like the past like 3 or 4 years, like they've been, or let's just say the past 2 or 3 years, really, they've been talking about all the big cities and all this different stuff that's going on with in these big populated areas. But we don't have as many of those. You know, Florida and Texas obviously gets talked about, but all the other states are starting to get it in too. They're like, you know what? It's like, this, you know, it's crazy. I mean, you know, we definitely don't have to talk about this for very long, but I just do want to point out, you know, with all that abortion stuff that they got going on right now, fucking Cindy Hyde Smith, the senator from Mississippi, was the one who put this shit up for them to like
to vote for.
Yeah, like she's like, I'm telling you, I can't explain exactly how it works because I don't really know how all that works when the Senate and the House and how they pass this stuff along to the Supreme Court. But whatever it is, the Roe v. Wade for the abortion stuff or whatever, it's like she's the one who like ran it up the flagpole. And it's like, oh my God, like how typical of us as a state or whatever to have the senator that would be like, and it's like all these people up in arms across the whole, I mean, it's really beyond the country at this point. People across the world, like talking about, oh no, the plight, whatever it may be. And it's like, and it's Cindy Hyde Smith. Thanks a lot. Like you couldn't have waited like a year and let the person from Alabama or somebody do it. Like,
cause they was going to do it.
Yeah. Somebody else would have done it. And but I mean, in her head, and this is something that she's been criticized for forever. It was like, she don't do shit in the Senate. Like she's just, she just is there. She shows up and she votes, you know, she might try to talk, but now of course this is going to be like her. She's old. She's probably going to be not able to run anymore. Soon. So this is supposed to be her legacy.
A mic drop. She dropped the mic on him hard.
Yeah, dude. I don't know, whatever. But in the same breath, everybody has their causes, I guess. Just because I don't like her, this probably to her is that kind of thing. She's probably like, oh my God, this is like the greatest thing ever. Like, I'm going to be revered for forever.
I did not know she was behind, kind of behind all this.
Yeah.
It made fucking sense, though. You know, yeah,
it's very fitting. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes sense.
100%. Yeah. But, you know, before we got on here, we proceeded to, a couple episodes back, my guy Xander, I was telling him, you know, I think it was him, but I was like, I don't know why I tried to even do like, hey guys, welcome to Organic Poison Podcast. Because when it gets down to it, it's like, it's almost like fuck them, like whoever they are. And it just becomes me and you talking about whatever, which I like it that way. It's fun.
Yeah, that's dope. That's
but dope. I'm just noticing the transition from here to there. But before we got on here, we was damn near doing a podcast before we actually started recording. So we decided to go ahead and press record. And we was talking, you brought up doomsday preppers because I was like, oh man, you know, just try not to worry about the impending doom of the planet. And then you were like, we got to talking about people being prepared. You was talking about doomsday preppers. Now, have you ever, you've said you've watched the shows, like some of those shows?
Not binge watch, like whatever the fuck is on YouTube. I think they've put full episodes on YouTube. I binge that shit for like a good night long, watching probably at least 6 episodes. I'm interested in that stuff, but like, you know, it make me think like, okay, if shit happens, you prepared. But if shit don't happen, I know that shit got expiration dates on it. Like what you gonna do like with that?
The 5-gallon buckets of food and shit.
Yeah, I seen that. And it's not cheap to buy them 5-gallon buckets. Or some people got like, 30-gallon trash can buckets of it. Of like survival food. I'm like, what you, half of that shit gonna expire if it ain't like an MRE or something?
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm looking at it this way. If you had to use all that, it's probably just hit like that dude and his like wife or like his Betty just out there like working on shit, growing tomatoes and stuff. And it's like, you know, it's like, okay, well, when shit goes, you know, shit goes south, like how, if you do have to last for like 2 years eating on this stuff, what do you just want to be like, fuck it? Like, I mean, what's at that point, wouldn't you just be ready to go? Like,
exactly. I feel like we so spoiled, like it's like in America specifically, and even in the South, like we spoiled with just like going out to eat. I don't feel like eating, cooking at the house. Let me go get some sushi or something. Like something that you not used to making at the house. What's going to happen when you can't do that, you know?
Dude, I don't, and look, I don't live outside of my means very often or anything, but I will be 100% honest with you. I don't know how it happens. And look, I've been married for a few years now, and for some reason, almost every time we go grocery shopping, there's something that goes bad eventually. Like, we don't eat it all. Like, it's never just like, and now don't get me wrong. There used to be times where that wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, when me and my wife were first getting together, there was a time when that wasn't the case. Mm-hmm. But it's like now, you know, when it's like you got an actual time, we go grocery shopping and shit like that, you know, a little bit more schedule, as I was talking about earlier. But for some reason, I catch myself like every 2 or 3 weeks, like pulling something out of the fridge, like, nobody ate this shit. You know what I'm just saying? And it's like, I'm not mad about it necessarily, but it's funny how that's a thing. It's not funny, I guess, but it's like, that's a thing for us in, you know, the world we live in, to your point. Right. It's a total long story to get to your point there, though.
Nah. I mean, you're right. Like, shit is it's inevitable. The shit gonna go bad, especially when you're buying in bulk like that.
Yeah.
People who win in are the people who go buy like, okay, I'm gonna eat a steak today. I'm about to buy this steak. I'm gonna buy my vegetables, and they refrigerated like completely clean, but
yeah, organized and shit. They got like 3 shelves of like water,
right?
Or like LaCroix. You ever had that shit?
I have had a sip and threw the can away. This shit disgusting,
dude. It always tweaked me out. Which my brother, he lives in Chicago now, but he lived in Jackson. But I always, he's almost like a hipster. But like, I say that in jest, you know, like he is also my brother, and he's cool as shit. So he's like, I always say he's a cooler version of me, but he's older than me. So it's, makes me look more like a simp rather than like I'm giving shine to my little brother, but my big brother is cool as fuck. But no, he'll go and he'll buy like a 12 pack of that shit and put it in the fridge. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I'd like, you like sit on the couch like in the afternoon after work and you crack open one of those. Like, what is going on here?
Go get a beer. Yes. What flavor is he getting? Because the only one I tried was straight up disgusting. I don't know.
I can't even taste the flavor in them. Like, he'll get them all. Like, he's, oh, sweet, the new, you know, cactus flavor or some shit like that.
It don't have alcohol in it.
No,
it's just like soda water.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And at first I thought I had heard of like people get like water with alkaline in it or something like that, water. And I thought that's what it was. I thought that it was just like, oh, well, it's like just water, but it's healthy. Literally just expensive water is what I'm thinking. But when I drank that shit, I was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, dude, this is insane. I was like, I don't want any more of this. And then, of course, you know, he mixes it with like liquor and shit like that. But
okay, that might be fire, but.
And it tastes better like that. Like, but see, man, he's made me drinks with LaCroix and ginger ale in them. And I'm like, man,
what was the point?
Like, what happened here? Like, what is going on? But some of that stuff doesn't really taste that bad when it has liquor in it, because I mean, it's like, well, if there is an ROI here, like if I get a return on my investment, like as far as drinking it, then that's different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I can taste a little bit of alcohol in there, then it's like, you know, I hated beer when I first drank beer.
Same. You
know? So it's like, now I'm like, hey, I get one taste of beer and I'm like, ah. And so it begins.
Yep. Once you get the buzz, like, it's worth this piss taste. It's very much worth this piss taste.
Absolutely. 100%. But no, back before we talk about the damn water. But no, you think about like these preppers, like, and when you watch those shows, that's the reason why I was asking if you know how much of those shows you'd watch. I've watched several of them, but of course I've watched like documentaries on stuff like that. That stuff's pretty interesting. That's the kind of stuff when I was a teenager that I would have sat there with the homies and watched like hours of or something. Fact. Or early 20s, but still, like, you know, just goofing off, ain't got nothing to do in the middle of the summer. You sit there and watch shit like that for sure. Like, but no, I remember it's like each episode had like a different scenario almost. Like, it was like, not like some people were more equipped for like a particular, like they had to be sold on which idea was going to be the one that they were getting prepped on, more or less.
Yeah,
it's like, because if you think about it, like you go to a guy, like he might not be prepared for it to be like solar flares coming from the sky knocking out the electricity and possibly burning you, but he is safe from like a flood and you know, aliens or some shit, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, right. But he's like set, equipped for that. Like, and he knows his scenario in case this happens. And then there's the people who are like equipped for like an invasion, but they don't have, but like, they don't anticipate the weather changing to any degree.
Nothing.
Or like not like a nuclear fallout, but then there's those guys too.
Mm-hmm. My thing about the nuclear fallout or even kind of the solar flare people, like, I think, like, if we were hit, like, if I think we talked about this, we went in a rant about that last time. Like, if a country was to like flash out on us and throw some nuclear, they're not gonna tell us.
Yeah,
like, the nuclear attack is gonna happen, and like, how you gonna run to your bunker? You run outside, your ass is fried. That's what that is. Yeah.
I think to be fair though, most of these people with these nuclear fallout gigs are out far away from like a major city.
And, that's true.
And we can only, me personally, I can only assume, and obviously there's several scenarios you could take, but I can only assume that if they're going to shoot one, they're probably going to have to shoot more than one.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that it's not like we're just about to say, oh, God damn, you know, we lost LA. Look, guys, we're sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, here's a 200 Bitcoin. Please leave us alone. No, we're going to fucking start bombing back. So they're going to be like, look, since we have to do this, we're going to try to make it count as good as we can. And I can assume that they'll shoot a bunch. Somehow we'll shoot them down. Some of them, you know, we can't shoot them all down, but we'll shoot down some of them. But let's just say they're going to aim at targets where they can take out the most shit.
The most people.
I could be completely off base, but I'm thinking, you know,
on a terrorist level.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, exactly. But there could be a more strategic thing. Like, you blow up Mississippi, and then you could be like, bitch, I could do New York next. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's also a strategy. But I can only assume if you shoot rockets at the U.S., it's a wrap at that point.
It's a bad thing. Yeah. You don't have to send all you got at one time. If you're shooting any anything.
That's never even happened before.
Mm-hmm. So, it's crazy that even like for Russia and the U.S., like we just sitting on all this shit, and nobody has like threatened the U.S. or Russia that heavy, but the U.S. or Russia.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny like, to me. I think China is. Now I don't know that this is just speculation. If we were sitting around having a real serious conversation about it, I might would try to come up with a different conclusion. But I think China is doing a pretty good job at riding the fence right now.
Oh yeah.
Like they're hey man, look, I really don't think you guys should fight. I don't think you should fight, but here's a little.
Yeah.
They're just like kind of doing whatever with it because they're like, well, fuck, one of y'all goes down, we're fucked. So we really would like for y'all to just not go down unless you're both going to succumb to us.
Right. And then in that case, if y'all try to fuck us, we're going to go out swinging too. Like y'all might whoop our ass, but we're going to go out swinging too. I mean,
and to be honest, it really would be the smartest thing for them to do. It's like, we don't want to go to war with either one of y'all. It's like, we really just want Taiwan and to rule the world. It's like, so if you guys just give us that, then y'all can have y'all's Russia, U.S. dick measuring contest.
Yeah. And that's exactly what that is. Cause China, I feel like they don't start stepping on shit until they like, if it's something about economics or about fucking trade or some shit. But Russia and U.S., like you said, it's just like, there's just a dick showing contest at that point.
Exactly. A bunch of old white rich fucks just trying to see whose guns are bigger. And it's funny, you listen to them talk about like, oh, this chief leader of something at the Kremlin, all these different people in Russia, and they tell you about what they're saying. These guys are smart asses, just like American politicians. And but they're like, fuck you. Like, we will fucking, it's crazy because it's kind of happening right now. So I do kind of feel bad. Like, there's obviously a lot going on over there and the Russian armies and shit and the Ukraine and stuff. But I'm also thinking to myself, just kind of being removed from it, that shit is funny as fuck. Listen, watching these like dudes talk shit to each other because they're dead ass. These dudes probably have killed people with their bare hands. They are not afraid. But neither are our guys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But our guys just seem boring to us because we've been seeing them talk shit for forever. You know, like we don't know if you're really gonna. We think that our military is really badass. I think they are, at least. And it's like, it could be one of those things like, oh, we forgot to tell you Santa Claus isn't real. Oh, we forgot to tell you we actually don't have all the stuff that we think we do. And it's like, oh shit,
we just been bluffing the whole time.
Damn, that's right. Last time you was on here, we were talking about fucking Russia. Because we was talking about learning a new language.
So it was. So we were talking about learning a random language. I was trying to think about what we were talking about.
That's awesome. I forgot about that. It's hilarious that we found our way. It's actually kind of foretelling that we were talking about Russia back then.
Before that even happened.
Yeah, look how relevant that shit is now. We really might need should have been working on that language.
I think, I wonder how, like we were talking about the doomsday preppers. I wonder how the like zombie or alien apocalypse type preppers was thinking like when COVID first hit. I know they hit the fan and like, oh shit, we got to get up out of here. We gotta get to the bunker.
You think about all the stuff that was going on at the same time. Like it was like, we had the Jeffrey Epstein shit going on and most people, including myself, I want to say, I might've heard something about him before, but right before he killed himself, right before he got, I swear to God, dude, like I had just when he got arrested, I was hearing about him and it was like, obviously a lot of other people were too. And that's why it was such a big deal that he died, because so many people were talking about Jeffrey Epstein when he got arrested that it was like, oh my God, dude, like this is like household shit. Like people's parents are talking about this Jeffrey Epstein guy. And then like a week later, he kills himself. And people are like, wait, hold on. Just saying, he's supposed to be going to court and telling us who's been getting their dick sucked on his island and shit.
Yeah.
And that's why that was a big deal. But that also happened right around the same time as when COVID started. Not saying it's connected at all. I'm just saying, to your point about the doomsday people who are like thinking, like the goddamn aliens are coming or, some shit like that. That's pretty crazy. There's just so much conspiratorial stuff. Not to mention, Donald Trump. It's running up to the races. The fucking election was crazy. What I'm saying? Like one of the most divisive times like ever. And it's like, and then, by the way, everyone's going to get sick. The entire world is going to get sick, and shit's about to hit the fan.
It was a drum roll. Shit was hitting every beat. It was something else.
Yeah, 2020 is going to be a crazy documentary.
Yeah, I think it's gonna come like usually with years like that. It'll come out 100 years from now, like a whole documentary. But I feel like in 5 years they're gonna come out with a 2020 documentary.
Oh yeah. Of course, they came out with one last year, 2021. They were like, "Yes, 2020 in a nutshell." You know?
Oh yeah, it was on like Netflix or something.
Yeah, like actually pretty tight. The thing they had,
I didn't watch it. It was pretty cool,
especially at the beginning of 2021, like watching it all encompassed. But dude, the documentaries that they're gonna make about 2020 is gonna be crazy.
I love to see the history books. That's why I can't wait to have kids just to go, like when they get a history book. Yeah. Like, let me see that shit.
Yeah, let me see that. Did you do your homework? No, actually. My dad has not given me my homework back. Excuse me?
He said, "You're not getting this book back. This is going on my fucking bookshelf now."
Yeah. I'm going to actually need to buy a new one. dude. It's going to be crazy. And it's like, I'm curious to see, like, you find out, like, yeah, you know, oh, yeah, the, you know, 35 years from now, it's like it was actually, you know, we did actually make it in a lab. We were, you know, just testing it out. We had no malicious intent, but for some reason it got out. Or like it actually came from a guinea pig that we were testing this out. And we just wanted we needed to use it as something more nefarious and all this other stuff. And it's like, so it really was you guys' fault.
Yeah. I think I know why they came out with it. They were fucking with it in a lab, said, "I know this is going to keep everybody at the house. So let's put this out so we can come up with some shit that some teenagers and shit can get on and start dancing and shit so we can control their mind."
Yeah.
TikTok, or let's put out some shit, a social media site where we could pay to see some pussy, you know?
Yeah. And yeah, that's no only shit, dude. No shit.
All that shit blew up around the same time, you know?
And I think that stuff blew up because it was a product. I mean, this is the thing. The way that you explain it is like, you know how many things have to go right for that to work? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying they could. This is like the leaders of the world, obviously. If they could, what's it called? It's called something. It's called social manipulation. That sounds crazy, but it sounds dark. Social manipulation. Social engineering. That's the term that I think. It's like social engineering is like kind of like you. Kind of coerce thing. I don't know how to explain it.
Manipulation. Like an experiment. Like you just like you throw something right here, see how it affects over here, something like
right,
that.
Right, exactly. And people with a fuckload of money can do shit like that. Yeah. But I almost think that it would have to be more like a cabal in a sense. You would have to have like a, not like the cabal, not the Bilderberg, or maybe even, I mean, there's one thing that they've been talking about a lot now these days, especially the people on the fringes of the internet. They talk about this thing called the Global Economic Forum. And there's this guy named Charles Schwab. And he's like they're all talking about the Great Reset and all this other stuff, like changing financial stuff and da 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 da. I mean, it all depends on how you look at it. Some people look at it as if it's a giant, nefarious fucking plot to turn us all into slaves and throw us in encampments and, you know, drink our children's blood and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's that direction. And then there's other ones. Like, if you read what they're talking about and you pretend that they have, that there's no way they could have any malicious intent, it's like, it sounds like a fairy tale. Like, it sounds like some shit that it would be great, because it's basically like talking about an entire economic reset to where people, you know, don't have to, you know, like, it's changing society altogether. This is a very, very wealthy group of people, and it's a real thing. They like, they push it as a real thing because they think it needs to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm not smart enough or on the right realm to tell you. I feel like I would have to take like 7 hits of acid at once. Like, and I'd have to go to like the highest mountain in like America and do that.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, I'm enlightened. Yes, we need to restart the economic order of the fucking planet.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great idea.
I feel like that's the only way. And I think nobody's doing that. So it's staying stagnant.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't got nobody tripping or just like not even tripping. Just like you said, looking for enlightenment on how to, you know.
Right. Well,
and do different shit.
And that's the thing. I'm typically the guy who is going to find the most nefarious plot in this. Like, I've heard this story a million times growing up. I used to watch Alex Jones for fun before he became like this, you know, a right wing pariah in society's eyes.
Yeah. But
it's like when so this whole like rich people controlling the world thing, that's not new to me in my head. It's like I've always thought that there was like fucking, you know, Illuminati, man. You know, you used to run around screaming the fucking Masons or, you know, that kind of stuff. All like that shit. We're Batman. All on that back in the day. And like, so for me, it's like, okay, we had Obama. So it's like, and I was coming of age. I didn't pay as much attention to no fucking conspiracy theories or, you know, George Bush, 9/11. Like, I didn't care about none of that stuff that much because it's like, you know, I'm getting partying, getting wasted and getting laid. You know, it's like, I didn't care about any of that. And it's like, but you get older, life forces you to calm down to an extent and you're getting older. And it's like, you start paying attention to other stuff. It's like, okay, well, maybe we were like halfway there. I was like, maybe we weren't as far along as like I was thinking. But for some reason, now it kind of does look like there's a bunch of rich fucks that run the world and they do all kinds of crazy shit.
Yep.
But with that being said, I mean, look, there's so many. We could point out all the cons all day long, but does a great reset that they speak of, you know, does that mean that it almost like preserves the life and, you know, changes societies in other third world countries as well? It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is it something that like, not just do we have some kind of societal change to where we all become whatever we are different? Does it work for the entire planet?
Yeah.
Do we all turn into like mindless zombies too? You know what I'm saying? Like, would we have to in order for that to work?
Or like you said, with other countries, kind of a cause and effect. When the bigger countries turn into mindless zombies, and you got smaller third world countries like, hey, now we the leaders of this shit. We gotta we gotta govern. We gotta come up with shit now, you know.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just curious. It's like, do they send out brochures before they start the Great Reset? Do they say, plug this chip in right now and you will be, we will be totally filled in on what's going on?
It'll be a video of Elon Musk popping up to debrief you.
Exactly. Hi, I'm Elon. He's like bouncing back and forth.
Like, I'm on Mars right now, but y'all are fucked. So, y'all figure this shit out.
Like, so you have two choices. He pulls out a blue pill and a red pill.
And I'll tell you what one of them is.
He's like, oh, you can take the red pill, you know, and it's blah, blah, blah. You take the blue pill and it's blah, blah, blah. It's like, or you can take the black pill and I'll just fucking shoot you. Or he's like, and I'll just send an electrical charge through your neck and just make your head spontaneously combust.
Yeah, that is possible. That's, I mean, probably it. I mean, I think they were like working on some shit like that now.
Okay. Okay.
I just seen something. I don't know if that's actual factual.
There's a thing you're talking. You brought up Elon after I said that about the chip. Is that what you're talking about? Elon's neuronet.
Yeah, the neural net. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just crazy, bro.
Yeah, she's wild.
The thing that sucks is like, I'm like, okay, here we are though. Because we think, this is me, like I said, first nature. Man, that's some fucking crazy shit, bro. They're going to be trying to get in your brain and like blow your shit up. You know, like they're going to be trying to turn you into a brainless zombie. And then, but that's me just immediately going like nefarious, crazy. Oh my God.
Worst shit. Yeah.
But it's like, let's, you know, you play devil's advocate for a second. It's like, what if that's not that bad of a gig? What if it, like, it just seems crazy because we inherently fear what we don't know, but it's like, damn, dude, I don't know. That might not be a bad thing to try out. Not me personally, but 15, 20 years from now, that might be some shit that's like evolved. Like,
yeah. You know,
and they say that there's the one of the main reasons that he wants to do it, or that he's using to get it, you know, off the ground. And people who are into that kind of technology, I guess, is they want to use it because they think that they can do things like fix Parkinson's. And it's like they can use the neural net to like change like people's things in their brains, which it sounds bad, but it is what it is. It's like they can do things to like stop Parkinson's and fix people who have stutters. Like,
okay.
And, you know, just I imagine you, there's probably a list of things in that those kind of, you know, that kind of category, stuff that's fixed. Neuro, yeah. Or whatever.
Neuro, yeah, exactly. Something with electricity or something like that.
Right. And see, what it makes me wonder, though, is like, so is the only reason it's appealing to me, that's great and all. You know, I mean, that's awesome. That to me, that's like all, almost on the same level as like finding a cure for cancer.
Cancer, exactly.
It's like, so that is awesome. But I also wonder, like, does that include like us being able to like see Google with our head? You know what I'm saying? Like, is that like some, do we get to, is, does that also come around eventually? Do we get to go straight into the metaverse from that chip? Like, does it turn into some kind of matrix shit? Are we actually going to be plugged into it like that? Like
one of your eyeballs turn into a TV screen and you can just see everything that you're trying to.
Yeah. You know? Like, is that what it evolves to? Because there's people who will say stuff like that. And we're always going to joke about stuff like that, especially kick back, talking, shooting the shit like this. Yeah. But like, there's so much room in between here and there, apparently. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seems like that would be so far down the road that like to be concerned with that, or, you know, I mean, I guess for the sake of conversation, you can be as concerned as you want. But it's like for us to be so concerned about that right now, like me and you, I'm sure Elon can worry about it all day and long because that's what he wants to do. But
yeah,
I'm saying like if I was worried about it's interesting to me. Like the neuronet thing, because I'm like, they cut out a little chunk of your skull and they put a little net on your brain. Wild as fuck. That's crazy.
That's
wild.
That's too much.
But it's interesting, dude. If think about, cause you know, I'm trying to think, I hate to just keep using the Matrix as a reference, but there's other movies and other stuff too, but let's just go with the Matrix. In the Matrix, it's like they just type in a code or a program and you know, you learn all this different shit. Like you learn how to do Taekwondo or karate or whatever. Or you learn how to do like backflips and fucking shoot a gun straight and stuff like that. Like,
right.
You just do that shit. Or even, I don't know if you watched or read Ready Player One. It's like how it was like, it literally was like a game. Ready Player One was like,
no, I don't think I've seen that.
Their country. Like there was just a bunch of like their city that they lived in was just a, almost like a big dump, but it had like they built their, this is in the future too, but they built their city with like storage containers and shit. So like people like, it almost looked like a jungle of like storage containers and like old machinery and stuff. It's pretty sick, but
what's it called?
Ready Player One.
I had to look that up. Yeah. That sound like something I like. Oh, no, I don't know.
I didn't read the book, like, but the movie's good.
Okay, I'm going to have to look that up for sure. I think some of this, like when you were talking about, like, you know, the neural net helping out with the, you know, neurology and stuff like that, I feel like at one point nature is going to clash, or not even clash, with like collaborate with the technology that's going on. Because I see like they doing a whole lot of research with like psilocybin and shit like that.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's good for, I mean, research with, you know, neuroscience and stuff. And, you know, if you put both of them together, you might come up with a superhuman or something, somebody who don't have any neurological ailments.
Right.
Or nothing like that, you know? So I feel like that could be a positive just on the science part of things. But at the same time, you don't want the Terminator to come back out the Matrix and whoop our ass one day.
Right, dude. When I first moved here, I actually had this sounds stupid, but like I wanted to write like a movie, like a book that was like a movie. I just wanted to write a book though. And then, but I literally just got the premise down and never did anything else with it. But I swear to God, dude, this was before the pandemic and everything. It was going to be called XG, and it was basically going to be, I probably wouldn't have called it that at the end if I would have kept working on it, but at the time it was called the XG Project, and it was basically about this dude, basically like a Tony Stark fellow or an Elon Musk, but wasn't even paying that much attention to Elon at the time. I knew who he was, but he wasn't anywhere near as popping as he is now.
He is now, yeah.
But like Tony Stark, Elon Musk, same thing, really. But it's like this guy, and he more or less like, his family started as like a, you know, his great grandpa had like a internet dial up company that he just went and did stuff, and they built an empire from there. You know, it's like he just built up, and he's this guy's filthy rich, and he's just a playboy, whatever. But he creates XG, which is like, this is supposed to be the internet of the fucking, you know, da 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 da, you know, like internet of the future, you know, just like, like XG, 5G, 6G, XG.
Okay.
But, and then so, and it's like this big thing on this date is whenever they're going to turn it on. And, you know, it would be in the future sometime, like, you know, in the year 2100 or something. Okay. It's like, so it is still placed in the future. But then it's like on this day, it's going to come online and it's like you got your little bit of dialogue. You realize who the main characters are and before it comes online, just throughout the, they've got these different perspectives. Like if you're watching, let's see. I mean, any of those old school 90s action movies are like, did you ever see the 2000 Godzilla? It had the guy who played Ferris Bueller in it.
I think so.
Yeah, and had that Russian dude that used to be in all those movies back in the day.
Yeah, I think I've seen it when I was a kid.
Yeah, but it's like those kind of movies where it's like all this is happening in the city, but like different people, like you get to see the perspective from the different people. And it's like such one of them is from the perspective of the girl who's trying, who's going to meet up with the guy who she loves, who she shunned earlier in the movie or some shit like that.
Yeah.
He ends up saving her life or some shit, but I digress. But it was one of those kind of things. And then it was whenever it came online, everything was going to just shut off like across the whole world. And like all these people are going to freak out and then it's going to come back on and they're like, yeah. But what they don't realize is when they turned on something that all of technology had a mind of its own officially. Like that was the thing that connected all of technology to each other. So did you ever see the movie Eagle Eye?
That sound familiar.
It had Shia LaBeouf in it. It was a pretty crazy movie. If you've never seen it, you should watch it. But it was like every camera and everything in the world was like watching him.
Oh, I did see that. I did see that.
It was like it was trying to kill him and his girl or whatever.
Yeah.
Or because his brother was in on it, like his brother, but he had a twin brother and the fucking so they steps this rope, this machine or whatever sent guns to his house and the feds were chasing him and he couldn't tell them that there's a fucking, it was crazy. It was wild.
Shit, I don't remember the whole premise, but I do remember it.
I'm like, well, scene one. But, but no, and basically it was going to be one of those kind of things where it's like, and it just does all kinds of crazy shit. You'll notice it does this and it causes this to blow up. Or it's like it fucks up this major factory farm or it does this to some kind of nuclear power plant in Russia or, you know, all this different stuff across the whole world, like 2012 type shit. And it's like people are like, oh, my God, the technology is like the technology is taking is just destroying everything in society. And it's like, of course, you know, depending on what you want to rate it, a lot of people would probably die in this. But what you would end up seeing is, by the end of the movie, you would come to realize they defeat pretty much, you know, you've got your bad, whatever it is, it fucks it up. They got the big battle, however you would have that. And then like the thing basically turns itself off because it came back. Its whole purpose was the technology was trying to fix where humans had fucked up the planet. So it's like, it sounds crazy, but it's like the technology, what the technology ultimately did, no matter the cost, was it used all of its access as technology to like blow up something that's incredibly bad for the environment or something that's fucking up this specific area. I'm not trying to sound like some ecologist or anything like that. I'm not trying to be, oh, save the trees. I'm not trying to be like that, but it is one of those things basically like we created the perfect technology to correct what, you know, what's for wrong. The most part, what, you know, like it would have to be one of those things where like we stopped it. But after we stopped it, we realized, or right before we stopped it, we realized that it's like, oh, this is actually just trying to correct what we fucked up.
Because, yeah, balance.
Right. And it also has the knowledge because it's the fucking technology internet. It has all information that's ever been put out since computers existed. You know what I'm saying? It has all that information. And so it knows how to do this and where to go and how to you know, shift shit and make the changes that we can't, that pride wouldn't let us do, that money wouldn't let us do, that greed wouldn't let us do, you know, whatever
That's deep.
Yeah, dude. And I mean, that's definitely a point A, point B to point Z kind of experience, the way I just explained it. But like I said, I didn't really finish writing any of it, but I thought that would be so sick. Like if you did find, I mean, No, the reason why that would never be perfect is because people would have to die, and it would fuck up the way we get to live. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why it would suck. But in the same breath with this whole Great Reset thing is where I was going, was the XG thing is pretty much like the Great Reset, but doing it even if we don't agree as a planet, you know? Yeah. Like it actually doesn't make any sense why there are still third world countries. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, it doesn't equate. It doesn't make sense without you taking in the factor of the fact that there is such a substantial amount of greed with people. We all have greed in us, but I'm just saying, you know, I would be the same person if I had $100 billion. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's 20 more? I'd probably need to get that, you know, like send it to me, bro. Like, let's get
right. Exactly.
And I feel like I just went on a really long tangent, but just getting back to that, what we were talking about with the Great Reset and, you know, how it's like not looking at it as a nefarious thing, which I always do. Anytime I've ever talked about it, I'm like, fucking dude, they're trying to fuck us. Because when it all boils down to it, someone's going to have to be in charge after you have your Great Reset.
Right.
And chances are people with that much power are going to do something nefarious with it. Like, yeah. It seems like in most cases, how many examples do you have of people with that much power and that much of a sphere of influence that doesn't become a bad person?
There's probably a 5%.
Yeah, it's not very many. Like, you could probably count those people like throughout history, and they always turn into some kind of history. Always at least writes them as some fucking crazy dictator asshole.
Yep.
Like,
or they get killed.
Or they get popped. Yeah. I mean, you could look at, like, Jesus had a big sphere of influence, but I think he had a bigger sphere of influence after he died. Like, let's just say you subscribe to the whole story in the Bible. It's like, I'm pretty sure people were a lot more convinced. Like, how many Christians are in the world right now? A lot. It's probably like the biggest religion outside of Islam.
Exactly.
But it's like, there were not that many people there whenever he arose.
They were skeptical as hell.
Yeah, it's like.
But after, like you said, after you see somebody die, and then, well, first off, people like follow people. After, I don't give a fuck if it's a nobody. Like, people follow them after they die and shit. Like, even like on social media, if you see somebody posting like, "Oh man, so and so just died." Like, who the fuck is so and so? Let me go look up so and so.
Yeah.
Now I'm following so and so for what? They dead. They're not gonna post nothing else. And like, to that point, like, for what are you following? Do you know what you're following? Because the person can't back themselves up. They fucking dead.
Yeah, no shit, dude. Well, yeah, I mean, that's actually pretty crazy. But you are a little off base. If they happen to be signed to Atlantic Records, they'll definitely post something else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They'll definitely be posting something else.
If they sign to Atlantic or like Empire or something, they got an album coming out next week. Fuck you mean? Like,
dude, oh my God.
Think about God. Like Mac Miller. He had an album come out a year or two after he died. I'm what the fuck going on?
Every one of these dudes that passed away, they get put out maybe. And I don't really necessarily know how I feel about it, because you don't know. The family might be like, come on, like let's do it. Let's get some bread and give this to the world. True. People want to hear it. We're not going to do anything with it. You know, somebody like Juice, I feel like he had a lot of music, you know,
on back.
Yeah.
But nobody
they did that with him. They did that with, what's that other guy? Pop Smoke.
They did. They still doing that with him, which is crazy. I wouldn't have thought he had that much music.
He was like 21 when he passed.
Probably younger than that, for real.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And they doing that with I did it with Nip for a minute, with Nipsey for a hot minute. They do that with everybody, which I understand, because like even as like, you know, not big musicians, you sit on a lot of music, and like if your estate or whatever, or your producers are just like cycling through that shit, like, oh shit, that verse can go here.
Yeah.
You want to buy this verse from me for a million trillion dollars?
Yeah. Do that.
Just because they did, I'm gonna text you on it. But I don't know, man. It's a weird thing seeing, just cause like, man, cause if it's a reason the artist didn't put it out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel, especially when I saw the Mac Miller thing, like the whole album getting put out. Like, I don't think, because Mac was like a super artist.
Yeah.
If he didn't put this out, I don't think he wanted to be out.
I don't know how they released it, but what they should have done for him is they should have made it like a fucking art exhibit. Like yeah. you got to go somewhere and like be there for it, like a you know some kind of thing, like up yeah. for like 6 months, and then it like goes into the vault, and they you know,
yeah. like that would be crazy. Van Gogh exhibit or some shit.
Yeah, but I don't remember why I started talking about. Oh, fucking look, you said that about Empire, dude. I watched a fucking video on. Did you was talking about Empire? I don't know if you was just talking about that label particularly.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
But I watched a video about how like them motherfuckers apparently have had a lot of artists die.
Not all of them, but a bunch, like especially like one, and it's some that was like Dolph specifically, who was like doing his thing before he even, you know, went over to Empire for whatever type of deal he had with them. Like, damn, how he end up, you know what I'm saying? How he get in this same long list of people that's dying and shit. And it's yeah. weird.
Yeah, that shit's crazy, dude. I have incredible breaking news to talk about on this podcast.
What's that?
Hang on 1 second. I want to pull it up so I can read it. My wife just texted it to me. She's like, here's something you can talk about on your podcast. Breaking: Young Thug arrested in Atlanta, charged with 2 gang counts.
Oh,
rapper
shit.
Young Thug arrested for violating the RICO Act, criminal street gang activity.
Oh shit. Oh,
dude, listen. Young Thug and Gunna busted in massive gang and racketeering sting. Young Thug and Gunna listed in 56 count indictment involving 28 YSL members.
What the fuck?
Holy shit, dude.
Somebody snitched on their ass or just took them down because they rich. They yeah. fucking the brand name of it. God damn.
Yeah, crazy. Dude, this dude said crazy. They charge Young Thug under the RICO Act, which is primarily used to crack down on New York mobs.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, dude. Thug's going to prison.
For a minute, I hope he don't pull a, who was it, 6ix9ine, get the snitching. I hope he don't do
that. Hey, we're about to find out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, I don't think that it doesn't necessarily mean that he is like the leader of the pack here.
It so, don't.
I mean, they could.
But like I said, they just coming from him because he like the rich motherfucker. He's mm-hmm. the face.
And it'll sure as hell get the press. Obviously. Damn. Like, I mean, this is 20 something articles talking about this shit.
Damn. So Gunna gone too.
Yeah. Oh, God. You know, 6ix9ine is about to act an ass.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was going so hard on Gunna for being a snitch, saying that he was a snitch. I guess he was on one of those old shows that they're like, yeah, me and my cousin got in trouble, you know, or something like that.
I'm trying to search for some. Now I'm trying to see that, too.
Dude, this shit is crazy. Young Thug arrested. Gunna named in 56 count indictment of 28 YSL members.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is nuts, dude. That is really fucking sad, too.
That is.
I hope if he does go to jail, I hope he doesn't have to go for long.
All I'm going to say is just stop snitching in your music. That's all I can say. I fuck with Thug, but just stop snitching in y'all music.
Yeah, like, and not to mention, like, this is two artists who have so much music that, and the way that they do all that shit in fucking court now is they'll take your music and be like, okay, well, here you said this, and they've said everything.
Yeah, they like, said all that it could be said, especially yeah. Thug.
Legal stuff, illegal stuff, they've said it all.
Especially the Stugs. I shouldn't have laughed when it put his last album. I said, the neighbor, came out the driveway going at 60 mile per hour and hit my mom. She had a stroke and shit, but she's straight now. Why would you put that in the song, fam? Like, that don't make fucking sense on why you would put that in the song. Okay, but it's storytelling, but
that's wild.
Should it have been? I guess people do be snitching on, even like, not even like local rappers snitching on themselves and shit.
They do it the most. They're the most desperate though.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're the
just
ones
to get the clout.
Yeah, exactly. Like they need the clout that bad. Well, one of the dumbest fucking things I've ever thought, like, was it's not flashing the guns. It's not smoking weed. It's not none of that shit, because it's like, you can, you know, if you ain't getting no charges, if you ain't really out there doing nothing, then fuck it. You can do that shit as much as you want.
Right. It's, like, it's a prop at that point.
When a motherfucker will go and get somebody to film him punching somebody, I'm like, dude, for one, you've got or commit any other crime, but it's usually like, I mean, there for a while, and it's not as much recently, but it's somebody running down on you. Cause all it's going to take is one motherfucker to say something about that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, bam, you are, if they want to, you are going to go to jail. But now not only are you going to go to jail, but because you uploaded this video, it's like now they can send a search warrant for, or send a warrant to get you. It's like, sure. So wherever you are, if you're in your house where you've got everything else or whatever it is, the motherfuckers can come and get your ass.
And plus everything else they find.
I had a homeboy from Macomb that was at a fight where this dude filmed, you know, just filming it, busted him up. And he wasn't involved in the fight, but he watched it all unfold and he was filming it and stuff or whatever. Because the dude was like, y'all film this shit. We're going to put it on the internet and make him look like a bitch. And I swear to God, it wasn't 24 hours later. He was in jail. This dude got arrested for the assault, for assaulting the guy. And then he got arrested for having a fucking hot gun and crystal meth because they had him in his house, bro. They came to his house and came inside and was like, you are going to jail. And then they got that shit in his house. Like, and it's like, that's what, and you were the one who wanted to post the video. Like, this was your idea. Like, this wasn't on no rap shit or nothing, but still, it's just like,
they was trying to get him on assault and then found yeah. All type of other shit. Like, bro, if you're going to do dumb shit, don't do more dumb shit to get caught. You know?
Like, I mean, take the charge. You could be out the next day and you just say fuck it. But now you're a felon. You know?
Yeah.
Like that shit.
Damn. Man, if you're doing heavy shit, though, like, stay the fuck out the way.
Yeah.
Like, if you for real doing, like, heavy shit, just stay out. Don't talk about it. Just do it. It got to be done. It's going to get done.
Yeah.
Like, but just don't do no stupid shit to get you.
Yeah. I mean, out here looking just bad. Going back to the rappers, it's like you could find one of those stories every week. Like somebody, like the cops arresting somebody, they had this in their music video, or they were here doing this. And it's like, the thing that's crazy is the fact that that still goes on. It's like, usually it's almost like, especially in the age of social media. Damn, child abduction alert on my phone.
I was gonna say I hate when them come through, but I don't know. Like when I was in Mississippi, I didn't see them come through that much. Maybe because Texas is a big state, it seemed like every other day. I'm like, bro, why y'all taking kids, man?
Yeah, dude, I bet that's scary as fuck.
Yeah, it's scary, but I'm like, I mean, they say please be on the lookout for a red Toyota Camry. I'm like, I'm not looking for that car.
And not to mention, it'd be like two or three counties over. It's like, bro, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, I couldn't find them in this neighborhood, much less.
Exactly. And then in Texas, like, I'm in like the Dallas area.
Yeah.
I'll get an alert from like Houston. That shit, like, 4 hours away. I'm like, why the fuck would I be looking for that car?
It's like the third biggest city in the fucking country.
If they want to be lost, they can be lost.
Yeah, I hate it for the kid, of course.
Yeah, but I do hate it for the kid, but a lot of them cases, it'd be like, it don't even be like serious kidnap. It'd be like, so the mama and daddy were separated. Daddy came and took the kid because he felt like he wanted to take the kid.
Yeah,
and I'm like, damn,
daddy ain't gonna hurt the kid, but like, it's kind of like fuck mama right now.
Yeah, because one of them finna go to fucking jail.
Yeah, it's probably
that's the fucked up part. But then we get like silver alerts and shit of like old people who just like, you know, mine just left them. Now they just driving around. No, that blows my mind. I'm like, dude, the mind is a crazy thing in the waist. Dude, how you just forget? Are you driving on the highway? Just
oh my drive. God.
Your family ain't heard from you in fucking a month. They trying to figure out where you at. I'm like, bro, come on now.
Oh my God. They'd be like, I ain't got no fucking vaccine. I ain't going back. They're like, I'm going to, all, I don't know where the fuck. Like, I'm going to fucking Mexico. Holy shit, dude.
It's literally the Wild West out here.
Yeah, man. You ever go to Austin?
I haven't yet. No. I need to.
I mean, apparently they say it's popping off over there.
Yeah, it's the new up and coming LA. Not LA, but probably. Shit. Yeah. San Diego, one of the motherfucking places.
I was about to say it's Austin. It's like, I think what will happen is it'll probably be like the shit for like 15 years or something like that. And like when me and you get older, it'll be fucking just run down. Like just going to be like ran through. Like, because it seems to be that's the case. I mean, that's what happened with LA, but it took a lot longer. But the thing about it is why can't they have like Austin's and like multiple states, you know? I mean, yeah. I understand it takes people coming and investing money and doing shit and actually being involved, but
it don't make sense on why it's not everywhere.
Yeah, like I feel like that would be cool if it happened in more places. And another thing that's funny is like, you know, everybody's like, oh, fuck Texas. It's like, look at the motherfucking Austin, Texas. Look at the amount of people who have moved to Texas probably in the past like 3 years.
From every state.
Yeah. It's like people are leaving one country state to another, like
country state.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, fuck it. It's not like it's not just people moving from the city. It's like people are moving to Texas because it's like it's becoming a new land of opportunity.
Right. And I mean, the state itself so big, it's still got so much more to grow. But I feel like that, like you said, for even smaller states, it's still the same way. Like Mississippi, you know, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska and shit, it's still a whole lot of untapped land and resources out there. Why the fuck don't we put a Austin or a Las Vegas or a fucking LA out there? I mean, granted, Oklahoma and Nebraska, like you're in the middle of Tornado Alley and in the middle of the country, you ain't got much to see. But still, like, put something out there. Because, I mean, it'll keep other people in the state there, from the state, to stay there.
Right.
Imagine how many people from California just say, fuck it, I'm staying in California my whole life.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I think about how many people, like, from Mississippi, which this is very understandable, and it very much so was me at one point in time, but, like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Like, there ain't shit to do here. Like, there's no community. It's like, and it's no offense to like your, say your friends or nothing, but it's like, if you want to go and like let your wings fly, you got to get out of Mississippi. Like, it's just an inevitable thing, even on like just a personal social level, not just on like a creative artist point of view.
Business and then.
And it's like, for me, when I was younger and I used to play in bands, like we traveled, like I got to travel and see parts of the country. Like, and it's like almost unfair to like other people my age, how young I was when I was able to do that with good people that like my family could trust. And then even me becoming a teenager, I got to do that shit. And that was awesome. It's like, so I did get, I don't want to say that I got cultured because I didn't spend enough time anywhere. It was just always like you're there for a half a day somewhere and then you're on the road again. But it was like understanding, you still had the idea of like understand how people worked outside of Mississippi, like that things function differently and having the wherewithal. And then growing up, as throughout my 20s and stuff, it's like I fucking listen to the radio and listen to people talk and all that other good shit. Listen to podcasts. I understand. I've become a crackhead the past couple of years about the news. So it's like I'm constantly like paying attention to the news and stuff like that. So I'll be talking about something and people will be like, "What are you talking about?" And I'm like, "You didn't know that this and this." And they're like, "No, dude." And I'm like, good. Like, that's probably better that you don't. It's not even that big of a deal. My bad. Like, that kind of stuff. It's like, I'm like, no, Jeffrey Epstein didn't do it, dude. I'm telling you. And people are like, okay. Like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, the fucking children, man. The kids.
What island?
Exactly. What island? Who the hell is Alex Jones?
Yo, I still think they're doing that shit. Like, I think that's going to, even if they pop everybody on the island, it's rich people who are going to still do that weird shit.
Dude, if they were spending that kind of money and living that kind of life before, you know, Jeffrey Epstein died, I can assure you they're finding a way to do it now. Even if a third of all the theories and stuff like that are true, even if just like a small portion of it is true, that shit is wild, bro. I mean, we know how big like trafficking is, like sex trafficking or like human trafficking. Mm-hmm. That is massive. And, you know, the thing that, do you ever have people there that like are tripping about what's going on at the border? Like, are there?
I hadn't talked to nobody who was, but I'm sure there is a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, it's like one of the things that the people who are super into like the like big time conspiracy theories, whether it be something that's kind of true or something that's definitely not true at all, they're like, look what they're doing with people coming across the border. They're taking these kids and they're sex trafficking them, trying to say like the government or the Democrats or some shit like mm-hmm. that, you know, one of those far fetched things. But it's like when stuff like that happens, it like opens the door to like, they have big immigration like things going on all over the world right now. And it's like, you're like, oh my God, like, you think about if these people, like, what if they're just like plucking like one out of every 10 kids that come across any of these borders and they're just taking them wherever, doing whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you just can't. And the thing is that's fucked up either way. Like, let's just take it the basic of like, oh, they're going to go and diddle these kids or put them through all kinds of weird sex shit. But like, I also think about the things like, what if they like take all these kids and they put them in fucking like labs and create like their own army and shit?
Yeah.
Like whoever they is. I mean, it's for the sake of the conversation.
Because like even when I think that shit happened like right before Trump got out of office, or was that right when Biden got in office or some shit like that, and people were crossing and they were like, was that Mexico or there was like people from the Caribbean or something coming up and they was like hiding people or something? What the fuck going on?
It was a little bit of people from South America. I say it was a lot of people from South America, but it was also a lot of people from Haiti at one point in time.
Yeah, it was Haiti.
Yeah, because people were up in arms because they're like, yo, what the fuck? Like, why are they? Because they had different rules for deporting the people from Haiti than they had from the people from like South America. Like they had two different like classifications for these different, and people coming from other countries, because there were people coming to, and this is still happening, but people coming to South America or to Mexico and then coming in through the bottom of the border, like people from all across the world were like, you know, and you know, it might suck that people are coming across the border illegally, but then you also, on the other hand, have to look at it as like, damn, some of these people like literally just uprooted their life because they had the opportunity to go to America, maybe able to make it into America,
maybe settle
to start a new life. You know, that's crazy to me, because that's not an easy trick. That's not like me and you taking our passport and flying wherever the fuck we want to go and can happily come back in a few days.
And then you got to think about the ones who say, fuck, we're not even going to try to do USA. Let's try to get up to Canada. Y'all are crazy as hell.
Yeah.
That's a lot of water to drink.
Get up there. That is. That's a long way to go. But it's just crazy to me. I forgot. I was saying something before I got into that, though. Oh, yeah. The thing that happened with the Haiti thing is they were trying to classify, like, but they got pissed because our people online were getting pissed because it's like, well, the fucking people from Haiti are black. It's like, so why the fuck aren't you like, what? And it's like, it's like, damn. And I'm thinking to myself the whole time is like, why don't we just have more people like processing all of these people? I was like, because I'm talking about just like thousands and thousands. Some people get mad at me because I was like, look, I'm not saying that like I blame them at all, because I 100% understand. I'm just saying, I like, what are we supposed to do about that? Like, what are we supposed to do about all these people coming in? Like, that, I'm not saying that they won't get jobs, but they don't have a job right now. They don't necessarily have to work if they can function in society, but how are we have to figure out a way to integrate these people into society if they're all going to be here. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that was like my thing, but I don't know what the fuck. I'm not the government. They have their ways of doing whatever it is that they do.
Well, we can't even integrate our own people out of the fucking jail system when they get out. We can't even get That's them back point. Into society. Correct. So yeah. I know we're not going to be able to.
Yeah.
And successfully do that.
The prisoners, and you know, the newly freed men and women, at least they can speak English. And I'm not saying that in a degrading way. I'm just saying there is a barrier there. Like, you know, it's like a barrier. Like, and unfortunately, and I talked about this on the podcast before. I said one thing that kind of sucks, and it does. I guess it gives me shows me a little bit more humanity, because I do feel bad. Like, if you be in the grocery store it's like almost like a lot of like Latino people that you can tell that aren't, that weren't born here. Like they just don't ever like try to talk or conversate or anything. Like, and I'm like, I feel bad. Cause especially in the South, they probably think almost everybody here probably does it. Like women and kids, like, and stuff, they're probably like, they don't fucking want us here.
Right.
Like, so just keep your head nose down. Like, and you don't know what their situation is. They might not even, they might be like somebody who crossed the border and didn't check in, just got in the truck and dipped, you know,
dipped out. Exactly. Yeah.
So they might be thinking anybody is your enemy. Just stay here, keep your nose down, and just fucking. And sometimes I'm like, no, it's all good. Like I'm not that guy. Like, but how you explain that? They might just be like, fuck, I don't know what he's saying.
I try. I don't give a fuck. Like I try. Like if somebody, because I feel like some people just like, even if they can't speak English or something like that, but if they got something that they need, like they're going to walk up to you and start talking.
Yeah.
Or if even if I start the conversation and I realize you don't know English, I'm just talking my ass off.
Yeah.
I'm going to still try to get my point. I'm like, bread?
Yeah.
Aisle two?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm not going to even try to speak your language. I'm going to just.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, I'd do charades before I was talking. I don't even know. Like, I think I know how to say I love you in Spanish. That might be it.
Exactly.
But I went to Mexico once.
Really?
Yep, on a mission trip with my old youth group.
How was it?
It was different. I'd say it was one of the most surreal moments of my life, honestly, because, you know, you go on a mission trip, they pretty much got your whole like 4 or 5 days planned out. It ain't like we're actually just when we were a bunch of teenage kids. So like, it's not like they were
moving around too.
Yeah. But like when we first crossed over, like I remember there was like a Valero gas station and then it's like the little strip that leads to the border. And this is me and my homeboy, Jeremy Doty, were the first two people to get to go into Mexico on this mission trip because we went to go pick up a load of bricks or something. We were building up some dude's like shitter out back of his house or something. The main missionary guy. Like, he just gets different groups of kids to come out there in the summer and build his fucking mansion out there. Some weird shit. But we were going across the border to Mexico to buy some bricks and we were going to bring them back. Bricks. I can make cocaine. No.
You might need to exit the fuck out of it. You might need to cancel that out of this podcast.
Thugger. No, but so when we got to go over there, it's like I'm talking about like Valero gas station, you know, probably like a Dollar General or some shit, like trees and stuff. Go across the bridge, you go across the big ass like river thing, and you're in like Matamoros, Mexico, and it's like, holy shit, dude, like this is a completely different scenario. Like dirt roads right in the middle of town, like people fucking everywhere, dude, like just everywhere. It was like it literally was a completely different world, like within like a mile and a half strip, like 2 miles maybe tops. Whenever we cross the border, there's dudes, Mexican military standing there with like massive guns and shit. They're just border security, but still, it was like, what the? We ain't got guns on that side. It's like, what the fuck?
You can just leave on this side. Yeah. But that is strange though, because they can still come to this side, but why they ain't guns right there on that side?
Yeah, that's wild.
I don't know.
What do they? I mean, what do they think is going to happen? I'm not saying that this wouldn't happen, but a bunch of old white dudes with like fucking Confederate flags be like, "We're taking Mexico." Like, good.
It's like they come at least they ready.
Yeah, exactly.
They ready for the worst. Fuck.
But
what part of Mexico was that? Where is that?
Matamoros. I'm not entirely sure where Matamoros is on the map, though.
Did y'all leave out of like Texas or like New Mexico, Arizona, California, one of them states?
No, it's Texas.
Okay.
But let's see. Matamoros, Mexico is, I got a map that I'm about to look at. But it is, it's like right down there in the corner. It looks like it's kind of by the ocean.
I'm looking at it now. Oh, okay.
Oh, it's or by the Gulf of Mexico, but same thing. But yeah, so and I've never until just now looked to see where that was.
You didn't know where the fuck you.
Yeah, I could have died. I would have never known. But no, they've even got pictures on here of what it looks like over there. But like, dude, some of that shit was crazy, and it was crazy to me just in general to see like, you know, just like it, nobody was wearing like stupid nice clothes or anything like that. Like I'm not trying to shit on the people or anything, but so far that was the closest thing to a third world country I had ever seen.
Yeah.
But when we went back and we actually stayed in Mexico for like 3 days, this was a little bit after that, like a day or so after that. Cause the first day we were working on dude shit in Texas. And then we went and stayed at a camp in Mexico that had like, you know, showers and stuff like that. But when we went, like one of those days, we went to a dump. And when we went to the dump, we had to go through like 5 or 6 miles of just like little shacks that people made with like tin and stuff. And this was their homes. And these people were telling us there's like 5 to 6 people that live in like each one of these. And it's like, sometimes you'll see them where they're like, you know, like built up, like it's almost like somebody has 2 plots or whatever. And that person that has 2 plots, chances are they're like a nurse or something like that. Like anybody with that kind of space, like they probably are like a nurse or, you know, or it's like a whorehouse or something like that. Like,
oh shit.
But, but it's not like they have, you know, neon signs and shit like, hey, come get some pussy. No,
it ain't like Amsterdam.
Yeah, no, it's just like, you know, cut a left down here, walk up a quarter mile that way and fucking you see the big hut. That's where you go trade in like a half a loaf of bread for some ass. Like,
well, don't fuck around and walk into the nurse house trying to trade bread for ass.
Yeah. Yeah, she ain't gonna save you.
At all.
But yeah, but all of that though, and it was like just miles and miles of this around this giant dump. This dump, all around this dump is where like the trash trucks and like people go and they dump all their shit in this massive ass dump. It was like a mountain, dude. And these people built their sheds around this. I'm talking about the dump probably went for like 2 miles, 3 miles in one direction. What, like just fuck? Shit just everywhere. Some of it had like little paths in between it, so people would go and dump their shit off halfway through. And like,
and the houses were like right in front of it.
They were around it, around the whole thing, almost like it was like, and this is like a whole civilized, like 60, 70, 80,000 people, probably even more, living around this dump.
What in the fuck?
Dude, I'm telling you. But all when we went out there, and you know, we're having this hanging out with like the kids and playing soccer and doing all this whatever, all the typical white girl shit you go to a third world country and do shit at. And like, I mean, but at that moment though, that's what I was gonna say. At that moment, it's like me having like, I don't even know why I would complain about anything at home. Like, I have no idea why I would complain about anything. I was very humble for the next 2 weeks after I got home, by the way. I was like, fucking, like, I don't deserve any of this shit that I have. Like, I think somebody asked me one day, like, well, why don't you give your Xbox away? And I think I snapped out of it, like, really quick. I was like, fuck.
Fuck you mean?
Get the fuck out of here, dude. Halo 3 just dropped. Get off my nuts. But it was a very, very humbling experience that moment at the or that time of the day that we spent at that fucking dump, dude. Because when you walk out there and you kind of get up on some of that shit, because it's all just dry. Like if there was anything out there that was just like nasty garbage, it's dried out because it's hot as fuck in the middle of the day out there. But like you go up and you kind of stand up on one of these little piles and you look and you just see fucking heads. It looks like fucking like just like as far as you can see, there's like heads of people shoveling through the fucking trash.
Shit.
Yeah, like
looking for shit or like just putting shit in there.
Looking for shit. Just seeing what's in there. What can they find inside of the trash that they can either go trade or sell or fucking who knows even eat? Because it's like this dump, it's like from all the different towns and cities that are around this dump, they drive out there to dump their shit out. Kind of like how we have like landfills where
landfills,
we go.
Yeah.
But this isn't a landfill. Like this is just a fucking
shit.
A smorgasbord of a bunch of bullshit from all the surrounding cities. And that shit's crazy. I mean, I can't even imagine.
Mm-mm. And I wonder if they like them houses that surround now, they surrounding them and being complacent in that spot because it's closer to the border and they like thinking, oh shit, maybe we can just, dip over to America one day. I mean, USA one day or some shit.
Yeah. They were saying that like Matamoros had like a way too big amount of people that were like living there. And this was mm-hmm. at the time. I imagine it's even more so now. But like they were saying, like there's too many people that actually live in this area for it to like geographically make sense. Like there's no way economically or geographically speaking that this area could ever succeed because it is constantly like anything. You did have like the little parts of like they have like a restaurant that has like fucking really nice like shopping center type of thing in it, but like everything around it was not nice at all. So it's like you could imagine it's like the place where tourists can go. It wasn't like a fucking big ass massive mall, but it had like stores where you could go in and buy shit that was, yeah. you know, whatever. It's probably, yeah, it's probably owned by someone from America and you go in there and it's like a Mexican toy made in China. Like, it, oh, shit. Like no, it's some shit like that. But like, man, you know, it definitely was not the kind of place where I would think as a tourist that I would ever go. You know what I'm saying? Like, it definitely made sense that we went there on a mission trip.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was a very, very unique experience. And like I said, you know, when we went to the little, I want to call it the city around the dump, but when we went to that area, like, it was interesting because we were playing with these kids and the kids did not, they were having a gay old time. Like, they were just having, you know, it was fun as hell. Like, they did not care. Like, they had soccer balls. Of course, they talking to us, asking us, whatever. They didn't, like, these kids never, like, asked us for anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they never were like, hey, can we have something, blah, blah, blah. You know, it was just like they wanted us to play soccer with them or they wanted us to, you know, fuck
kids
off.
Kids don't want shit. You yeah. know, they, as long as they happy, they happy.
Yeah.
For what it is.
And that shit, but it's crazy to me to think about that because if I could imagine me having to live in that scenario, like, with, like, my son, like, that's, like, fucking like what, you know what I'm saying? Like I could not even imagine. My 3-year old would most certainly is already spoiled enough to be miserable in that scenario. You know what I'm saying? And it's like those kids are like, oh no, fucking man. You know, and yeah. I'm sure that, you know, they'll grow up and have ambition or whatever and all these different things, whatever it is they want to see, or they'll join right. the cartel or, you know, what the fuck. But you think about it, something like that, it's like you got a city that's like the size of or, you know, a portion of this, you know, section of this city is like, let's just say like the size of Hattiesburg, but rather than having like 50 or 60 people that live there, it's actually like a million, 50 or 60,000 people that live there. It's like a million fucking people. And it's like, yeah. it's not built up. Like it doesn't have skyscrapers. It doesn't have massive apartment complexes. Like it's just like, this is just, you know, they've got a couple of, you know, houses and I'm sure they had better residential neighborhoods than where we went, but it was not like any kind of luxury society or anything.
God damn. Well, the dump did it for me. I'm not.
Yeah.
Burn that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit. And it's like, but you think about it, like, imagine if they did, like, just set that whole shit on fire. All those people would be fucked.
Yeah, you're getting some type of poison and high off of burning shit or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and then they can't go scrummage through the trash.
That's true, too.
It's like, think about, that's their resource. That's their sole resource. I mean, maybe not all of those people, but a percentage of those people, it's like their sole resource is, like, whatever they can acquire out of this dump. And take to, you know, whether it be cans or, you know, what literally the trash from this city that we just got through talking about is what they use as resource, you know, materials for whatever, for building their house.
To rebuild shit. Yeah.
It's like, and what's crazy is like they're talking about how it's like ever so often, like they have to come and like tell, like say this square of people that, hey, if like you're going to have to move your fucking all of y'all's stuff. Because we're going to have to start using this portion for more trash. And then it's like, yeah. So fuck, now we got to go find another spot somewhere around this circle where we can post up or someone died and we can take over their plot or, you know, whatever.
Fuck.
And it's like, you think like, oh, well, but it's interesting how the ecosystem would work because it's like, you could be kind of like in the middle or just say, for example, you could be in the middle where over the course of like the next 2 or 3 years, if you stay in that one spot, it might back up far enough to where it's like, well, now you kind of got to go because the trash fill has moved far enough this way. It's like, it's like, it's interesting to think like, where's the seniority? Is the seniority like closer to the front, but eventually it's like It's like running for office. Eventually, you got to get the fuck out of there.
Get out of there.
Yeah. Go back to being like a regular person.
The seniority is in the trash. That's
who has seniority. You're close enough to it, you get first pickings, you know?
Damn.
That shit's crazy. Well, look, man, I appreciate you coming on, dude. We need to make it happen sooner than later this next time.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. We need to.
Yes, I know. I feel like I might have said that last time, but I promise you. Well, I'm going to get you on here, man, one of these nights when I have somebody else on, and
that'd be fun.
We'll run off some wild topics and just goof off some shit. Something I really like to do on here is I like to do lists. But like on here and on the radio show, I try to do every now. Well, more so on the radio show, it's more almost like segmenty. But I do like lists. Like, and man, sometimes we get pretty cracked off talking about some fucking list. Like, even we'll do like top 10 video games or like top 10 craziest fucking celebrities and shit like that. Like, just because it's like when you're like, oh, I could have assumed he would have been on there. You know, it's like, you're always, oh, of course he was on there and that kind of shit. Like, you remember that time that fucking Jim Carrey was in that movie? And I don't know. I just using Jim Carrey as an example.
Yeah, I'm down, man. Just let me know. I'd be down to do it with somebody else too.
Hell yeah. Yeah,
bounce off some ideas off each other. That'd be dope.
Yeah, and then that's another thing that's fun, because whenever I'm able to do that, it's almost like I'm getting to bring people together. And I'm not, I don't even mean it in a weird way. I just think it's cool whenever you get people with personalities involved to do anything. So whenever it gets to talking and shit, it's always kind of nice. You can always find some good, authentic conversation there.
Fact.
Hell yeah. Well, tell these people where they can find you, bro.
Yeah, man, find me on all social media, G_NERRO. Find me on streaming music platforms, G_NERRO, NERRO.
By the way, G_NERRO makes music.
Yeah, man, music all day. I'm also doing visual shit, paintings and whatnot. And
hell yeah.
Shit like that, just getting creative. Spaces all over the place. So that's just about it, man. Just keep on doing what you do.
Hell yeah, dude. That's awesome, man. Well, dude, once again, I appreciate the shit out of you coming on Margarita Monday. Man,
I didn't even put that together. I had a fat ass margarita and it's Monday.
Hey, that's amazing, though. That's great. I respect that. I don't drink on the weekdays, but I definitely respect the Margarita Monday. Para bailar la bamba se necesita una poca de gracia, una poca de gracia y otra cosita, y arriba y arriba, ay arriba y arriba y arriba iré, yo no soy marinero.